Welcome to Digital Marketing Tech Talk, a podcast giving you tips, tools, and insights on everything digital marketing, from SEO and social media to web design and more. Now, here's your host, Phil Reinhardt.
Okay, welcome to today's episode. I try to do episodes based on questions that I get a lot of or from either clients or people who attend my meetup groups, something that I think would be of value that will help people out. In today's episode, I want to talk about the steps that I take for maintenance or for updating your WordPress website. I follow a specific steps, and I'll share what I do and why I do it, or what I do, how I do it, and why I do it. I've been doing this for 8+ years, website maintenance for clients, where they pay me to keep their website secure, keep the website updated and running smoothly. I add monitoring software where it'll ping the website. You can set it to wherever you want, but I set it to like every 20 seconds, and it'll ping the website, make sure the website's up and running smoothly. I have another software that monitors if someone's trying to hack in. I get both a text and a email, and if it's a brute force attack where I just get, you know, text after text after text, I know I need to jump on my computer and handle some stuff. But anyways, I go in weekly. I have a bunch of clients that pay me to go in weekly, update the WordPress weekly, and keep it running smooth. All right. So I'm going to go through those steps now. Now, the first thing that I do when I'm going through and updating plugins like this here is I back up the website. I've learned over the years that just simply updating a plugin and crossing your fingers and help and praying to God that everything's going to go smoothly, it doesn't always work. Most of the time it will, but sometimes an updated version of a particular plugin might not play well, as I put it, with an older plugin or another plugin. Maybe their two codes are clashing and it causes the website to crash. So there's nothing like having I call it the white screen of death all of a sudden pop up, your whole website gone, and you're like, now what? So I always back up the website so with a couple clicks of a button, I could get the website back to where it was before I started doing any of the updates. So the plugin that I use for backing up the site is called Updraft Plus. Let me just look up the Updraft Plus right here. Okay, I'm just gonna cheat and go to the settings here. With Updraft Plus, it's got several tabs. You can do the settings. Now you can set this thing up to back up the website every day, which is what I typically do. You can have it back up onto your hosting. You could back up to off your hosting, like to like a Google Drive or Dropbox or even like a server. Like I back up all my clients' websites to my server off of their hosting. So to make a backup, simply click backup now. I'm not going to do it because it takes a little bit of time, but I would back up now. You're going to see the process running. You're going to get the little green bar as it goes through this whole thing. And then once it gets to the end, it will say, you know, backup complete. And then down here, you're going to see your backups, okay? So now again, the website crashes. And especially like when you're updating like your theme or WordPress itself, and it brings down the site because maybe your theme isn't working with the new version of WordPress, or a plugin isn't working with the new version of WordPress, or whatever the case may be, a couple clicks of the button, I can click this restore button, and I can bring the site back to where it was before I started, again, updating or messing around with anything. So I run my backup. That's step one. Now, step two is I do any of the plugin updates. Reason why I start with plugins, because, you know, you got kind of a hierarchy of a WordPress site. And what I mean by is, like, you got WordPress, which is the base or the rock of the platform. You got themes, which I always describe themes as making the website pretty, you know, making the looks and feel of the website. And then you got plugins, which add functionality to the website, like a slider or like e-commerce or, you know, I mean, there's hundreds of things that you can do with plugins. So as far as the hierarchy goes, WordPress is always going to be the most important, right? Everything's got to jive with WordPress. Then I would say themes are probably a little bit next most important. And then would be the plugins. Now, plugins, like when you install a plugin, you hope that it works well with your theme. And, of course, they always gear it towards working well with WordPress, right? But the theme is kind of like the thing in between those two, WordPress and the plugin, that could affect something. So I start at the bottom, or of my hierarchy chart here. I'm going to start with plugins. I update all the plugins. Typically what happens is WordPress will do an update, and then the themes are quickly doing a dance and doing an update to make sure that their theme works well with WordPress. And the same thing kind of goes with plugins. They are making sure that their plugins now work with the new version of WordPress. And then more of the major, higher selling themes. So that's kind of like how things work. So I always make sure, like, I'll install the plugins first, get them as updated as possible. Then I'll go to the themes and I'll update the themes and do some testing in between those two to make sure that everything's working properly. I didn't break something. And then I'll go and do, the last thing I'll do is the WordPress update. Hopefully, by the time I'm updating the site, that the plugins have already done their dance and did their updates. The theme has already done their dance and then did the updates. And you know, if there is a WordPress update, then, you know, I do that every week. So that's kind of the steps of what I do and how I do it. Not very difficult, but for me, over the years, it's much easier going in and taking those steps and following the routine. You know, A, you don't miss anything. And then B, you know, typically the steps that I take, like if I update a plugin, if it's going to break, it's usually at the plugin level, right? So I get all those issues out of the way before I update the theme. And from time to time, you'll have an issue with a theme in WordPress or a theme in some plugins. So I get all the harder work out of the way, like any kind of investigative work of figuring out what's breaking what, you know, any kind of that kind of work. That's why I start with the plugins and then to go to the theme and then go to WordPress. So, yeah, I hope that helped. One other thing I wanted to mention is a lot of agencies and even individuals, if they have a couple sites, they'll buy or they'll use services like WP Manage, or even Updrafts has got something pretty close to WP Manage, where they can go and log into their WP Manage account. They got five sites. Instead of going into each individual site and doing these updates, like I'm telling you, like, you know, manually click update, so on and so on, they can click one button and all five of their sites, everything will update like that. And I mean, quite frankly, probably about 8-9 years ago, I used to use that service too. Thought it was great. Saved me a lot of time, a lot of hassle, so on and so forth. Until the issues with using those kind of services is that you don't see the site after all the updates are done. So that service does it all for you, but it doesn't let you know, like, hey, the site's down now, you broke it. You know, so there have been a couple times, you know, way back when, that, you know, the client would call me the next day, hey, my site's down. I'm like, what? You know, I didn't even know. So their site might have been down 24 hours, you know, because I used that service and I wasn't knee deep into the website and making sure that things work properly after updating. So after a couple of times of being embarrassed and not knowing that their site was down and the customer complaining to me like, hey, my site's down, what's going on? What am I paying you for? Type of deal. You know, that's why I go in and do it manually. I test after every update. The other thing a lot of people will do is you can like check mark. All right, there's five plugins. You check mark the plugins and just hit update, and it'll just update all five. You know, and you sit back, well, then all of a sudden you look and it's a white screen to death, as I call it. You know, the site's down, but you don't know which plugin caused that issue. So by me doing it manually and going one by one by one by one, I can immediately tell, all right, it was that plugin. I'm not sitting here trying to diagnose for hours, figuring out which plugin it was, like turning off all your plugins and turning your plugin one by one by one and testing to see if it works after you turn on that one plugin. And then typically it's usually like the second or third or last plugin that you're testing that's the culprit, right? You've gone through 20 other plugins and, you know, so it just saves me a lot of time as far as diagnosing what the issues are. Yeah, it might take me longer to update the sites. Yeah, you know, I'm spending a couple hours on a Saturday or Sunday doing that for my clients, but I am providing a much better, much sound service for my clients. My clients' websites aren't down. When it does go down real quick, I can identify it and address it real quick instead of trying to go do all this diagnosing and trying to figure out what the heck's going on. So that's why I do what I do and why I do it and how I do it. Again, I really hope this helps. This is Phil with Digital Marketing Tech Talk. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Digital Marketing Tech Talk. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. For more resources on anything and everything digital marketing, visit philreinhart.com. Until next time.